Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Yield mapping has become a useful tool, providing insight on the most productive areas of a field. But yield potential and the soil's ability to produce shifts with climate, according to SDSU Extension Precision Ag Specialist Ali Nafji.
Wet and dry, but lots of other reasons can contribute to change the yield from high to lower.
Variable rate nitrogen application enables growers to supply the right input at the right time, in the right amount, in the right place, and in the right manner. But Nafji reports yield maps, along with soil testing and legume credits, cannot predict the weather, leaving farmers guessing on climate's impact on plant performance. To give farmers more time to assess the weather and soil moisture, Nafji advises using starter fertilizer only at planting and then listening to the crop.
We use crops as biosensors to read them if this is the year favorable for that zone or not.
Satellite or drone imagery at V6 to V8 can provide a snapshot of weather impacts and give farmers a better idea of how much nitrogen to apply in subsequent applications. Historical yield maps can also be useful, supplying insight but not driving the decision.
They will tell us where to look. The season, the weather, the condition of the crop would tell us what to do next.
Incorporating real-time data into variable rate application enhances fertilizer efficiency. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.